This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hardly a better metaphor exists for the situation between Stormy Daniels and the Democratic Party as it relates to Donald Trump. This political nirvana for me. Both Stormy Daniels and the Democrats are lying skanks who went after Trump. Oh, I know, Kevin, you're using tough language and on some of the stations, they're not going to like it. And, you know, we Christ followers. Well, Kevin, can we pick different lingo and all that? There is nothing wrong with the word skank. Get over yourselves. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I get so sick of the people that they judge. They're so judgy. Oh, Kevin, you're this or you're that or whatever. And look, you got your style. I don't like your style. How about that? How does it feel? Oh, you know, Kevin, I'm a peace-loving. I hate it. I cannot stand you peace lovers. You know, I could easily attack you. But you know what I do? I accept and embrace the people that go, you know, Kevin, I'm a little less confrontational than you. Congratulations. Congratulations. Good for you. And maybe there are circumstances where that works better than my approach. I will even give you this. But I'm going to tell you something, little wimpy. You are so happy when I show up to go kick that bully's butt. I know you are. You can go home and go, I would have preferred that you turn the other cheek. My butt. You were so happy when I was putting foot to that dude's head. You were like, oh, thank you, Kevin. Yeah. But then you go home and you want to play the pacifist and virtue signal. Look, go ahead, conservatives. Do your thing. It's like I used to tell guys when they would challenge me to a fight. I'd say, look, listen, go. We got a lot of options here. One, if we don't do this, you can go home and tell whatever story you want. You can talk about how bad you were. You could add to the number of people that I brought with me that you kicked our butts. But then there is a reality, which is we fight and I destroy you because I'm going to hurt you so bad you will change careers. Those are your choices. Doesn't mean I'm going to win. But I've resigned myself. I'm going to run my mouth, and you're going to have to pull my throat out to stop. But trust me, I'm going to hurt you bad enough to where you're going to wish you had gotten to my throat. Because, see, I'm ready. I've consigned myself to the idea that it isn't going to be easy. I may get out of it talking like this and with a limp, but it doesn't matter. I ain't going to be no wimp. That's why I was headed with that word, in case y'all were wondering. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. The Kevin Jackson Network.com. Welcome, newbies. People are like, what did I just tune into? Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to rip your throat out. But don't be mad at my approach. One of my buddies, he's like, well, Kevin, I mean, because when we were talking about fighting, and I was telling him, I said, look, man, I've been doing this a long time. Don't go under the delusion that you're learning this martial art, and this will get me through. I said, there are some bad guys out there. They are trained. They're not trained. They have the mentality that I'm going to get out of this. Never had a formal training in their lives. Bad guys. And I said, and you better train to kill. So my buddy says, have you ever killed anybody? And I'm like, well, first of all, if I did, I'm not going to answer it that way. But let's, for the sake of discussion, say that I haven't. What's that got to do with this? Because he was saying, you're talking about training to kill. Have you ever killed anybody? No. But what I will tell you is this. If you're training for a tournament, I'll use a perfect example. If you're training for a tournament, I'm just going to kick, put my foot against your face, and get the point, and that's that. I go, if you do that long enough, your mentality becomes, oh, I got to sneak in and get my point, and then I'll wait for the judge to throw his hand up and go, oh, 2 points for your kick, Kevin. But there are people that are training to pull your heart out of your chest. And let me tell you, if you think that you're in the mentality of doing that when you're training for what I'm going to use, point karate versus being part of Russians, you know, the Russian special forces, I'm telling you right now, you're going to get killed. because people train for what they want, what the ultimate outcome can be. So here's what I'm telling you. You can be one of these conservatives that's training for, you know, for the boxing match, and you go, oh, we got our gloves on and we got our cups and our, you know, and our mouthpieces in, and we got a referee that's going to say no eye gouging, no this or that, and don't hit below the belt. Fine. You want to train that way, great. But there's somebody training that says, I'm going to rip you in the middle of your crotch and show you your naughty bits before you die, and my other hand's going to be inside of your chest. Now you tell me, what side of this are you on? Because I'm going to tell you what the Democrats are doing. They're not doing point karate. They don't have gloves on with mouthpieces and cups. They are coming at you with everything they have. They are picking up bricks and stones and machetes and guns. And even though they want to take your guns away, they will happily take yours away and shoot you with it. I know, tough love, tough language. But this is what's happening. And you want to fool yourselves? You want to pretend, oh, Kevin, you know, but I love the people that don't want to help, you know, and all that. Fine, don't help. But don't be mad at me when I show up and I walk right by somebody whooping your butt. And I go, oh, yeah, I think I remember you. You were the one that wanted to sit on the sidelines. Nah, I'm going to help you anyway. But I ain't going to like it. I'm not going to like it. I want people that want to get in the game, and I want them to understand that it's not a game. I want them to understand that we are going to have to pull hearts out of chest. Because if you think the other side's playing, I give you the big coup. I give you January 6th. I give you the Wu Flu, greatest theft of money in human history. I give you mandatory vaccines. I give you an orchestrated war with Russia that could lead to World War III. I give you Bidenflation. I give you people that still want you dead because you don't wear a mask or didn't get vaccinated, or because you like Donald Trump. I give you Jussie Smollett. I give you the Holly weirdos that come every day. Somebody comes out and says something about you, even though you have been vindicated on every single point. I give you Russian collusion. I give you Ukrainian racketeering and extortion. I give you Hunter Biden, a Renaissance man. What more can I give you? Yeah. I don't even know what to say. I'm not chastising anybody out there. I'm just telling you, don't be mad at my style. Because you better be glad there are sin eaters. There are people willing to go do the dirty work that most of you are not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I started the last segment talking about the metaphor between Stormy Daniels' Democratic Party and how it related to President Trump. And I was talking about the lying skanks who went after Trump. And then I went into the dirty work that has to be done. Why? Because the Democrats are dirty. They used Stormy Daniels to take down Donald Trump, but they weren't trying to take down Trump. They were trying to take down us. Because here's what they wanted to promote. Look at those sanctimonious Bible-thumping pro-Americans out there. All sinners. Look at them. You know, Donald Trump, he messed around with this prostitute, this stripper. And he wants to be president of the United States, and they're all sanctimonious over there talking about their gods and all that. Let me explain something to you people. The churches, every single church I've ever been to in my life is full of what? It's full of sinners. It's full of people who know they sin and who are trying to redeem themselves, who say, look, I get it. I'm not perfect. I'm flawed. We got to get over the sanctimonious nature of things, because that's why Democrats use it against us. And that's why Trump was able to defend it. He's like, number one, I wasn't with the girl, but I don't need to be sanctimonious. I've been divorced. Yeah, I make the comment about, you know, you can grab a woman by the hoo-ha, and if you got enough money and power, they're willing to let you do anything. He's not lying. Church is for is a place where you come to tell people the truth. Well, consider this church, because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm sick of the sanctimonious scumbags out there on the left, but I'm more sick of the people who want to judge the judges on our side. And I'm glad that somebody sees through this, because a federal appeals court rejected Stormy Daniels' nonsense attempt to extort Donald Trump, and now he's making her pay $300,000 to Trump. And Trump trumpeted the decision. It was another blow to the left, to the lies of the left. And the bigger metaphor is this: another lie exposed. And this time, the Democrats had to pay. See, Hunter's laptop's been exposed, but nobody's paid yet. Schweikert says he's going to get indicted. I believe it. I think it will happen. I think that the powers that be are going to start throwing the Biden family under the bus. And I think that these are all little signs. This one's unrelated. But let me tell you, the people that pull the strings, they could have pulled strings and gotten Stormy Daniels off. They didn't. They're exposing. I don't know why. I don't know who's doing it. I don't know if it's intentional. There's always a bigger game at play than what you think. It was an attempted smear campaign, and Pelosi told you how they do it. Oh, first of all, we create the lie, and then we get you guys, she was talking to the media, we get you guys to promote it, and then once it's in the media, then you can use it. You can then say, okay, it's been validated, and then you explain the whole thing. I don't have the clip ready, but I play it. Yeah. Concocted story that Trump had an affair with a porn actress. So let me tell you why I went, you want to know why? Because billionaires don't have to do that. Trump didn't look at Stormy Daniels and go, woo-hoo, look at that pole dancing, you know, porn star. I got to get me a piece of that. Trump said no billionaire ever. Donald Trump, in any, look, I've been around enough people with money to tell you exactly what Trump said is true. You could be 80 years old and look like Quasimodo, and there are 20-something-year-old girls who will throw themselves at you so they can jump on your jet, go to your mansion, swim in your, so they can selfie and tell people, look where I'm at, and show them the food they're eating and all that. Don't try to tell this dude how the world works. Donald Trump didn't see Stormy Daniels and go, you know what, I'm willing to pay her $130,000 because that would be so worth it. Donald Trump and any other billionaire I've ever met doesn't have to pay a woman for anything. If he does, it's because he feels like it. You're happy to be in their presence. That's what these women are. And he wouldn't pick her. No offense. I don't know who. I've seen some of the women. Ivana. And what's her name? The one he had the baby by, the little girl by. And Melania. And you think he's going to pick oh, Kevin, you don't know, man. Maybe he's just his walk on the wild side. Let me tell you, if billionaires want something, there's a catalog for it. They can get it. And there's nothing about that story. It's like when I heard Michael Brown, oh, he reached his arm out of the cop car and he grabbed Michael Brown by the throat. Immediately, oh, that is total nonsense. Complete and utter nonsense. So anyway, Trump said the lawsuit was a purely political stunt that never should have been started or allowed to happen. I'm pleased my lawyers were able to bring it to a successful conclusion after the court fully rejected her appeal. Now all I have to do is wait for the money she owes me. And let me tell you something I think about Trump. I think Trump would say to Stormy Daniels, if you will admit you lied, I'll waive this debt. I don't even care about it. You just got to admit it. You got to tell the story of who put you up to this and give me, you do that, I waive this fee. Now let me tell you what the Democrats will do. They will gladly pay it for her. I would make a stipulation that says, you got to pay this out of your own pocket. Or whatever she pays with. I'll let you think on that one for a bit. But I say this. This court decision is a bellwether for Democrats because more of their lies and smears are going to be exposed in the coming months. And I use Hunter Biden of New York Times admitting this laptop was neither Russian information or right-wing smear. It was legit. But it's not going to stop there. Like the debunking of Russian collusion, more stories like this are going to break, folks, exposing Democrat lies. And the public is going to realize, and many of them already have, that the Democrats are nothing but lie manufacturing machines. They are a smear campaign machine. And they use the media and social media to stifle dissent. The other day I actually read the terms and conditions of these people. You should look at the terms and conditions. You practically can't say anything. You certainly can't say anything in jest. Babylon Bee gets locked out because they made a dude who's a transsexual a man of the year, which I think is hysterical, and they get locked out of Twitter. I got kicked off of Twitter because I asked Jack, why isn't the New York Times fake news when they claim that the way Sicknick died? Now we find out that the New York Times is more fake news. As I said earlier, who's fact-checking the fact-checkers? Nobody. It's the liars spreading lies and disinformation and misinformation and pretending they're the good guys.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the Senate confirmation hearings continue for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson, she was questioned by Republican U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee in light of the growing controversy surrounding biological males who identify as females.
Can I provide a definition?
No.
Yeah, I can't. You can't?
Not in this context. So I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
Senator, in my work as a judge, what I do is I address disputes. If there's a dispute about a definition, people make arguments, and I look at the law.
As the Senate confirmation hearings continue, President Joe Biden has headed to Europe as he tries to keep NATO allies and other European partners united against Russian President Vladimir Putin and his invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. Poland has ordered the expulsion of 45 Russians whom the government identifies as intelligence officers using their diplomatic status as cover to operate inside the country. Poland's internal security agency said it's asked for the foreign ministry to urgently remove the Russians who are described as a danger to Poland's security from the country. They haven't given a specific reason for why the alleged spies are being expelled, but suggested that they pose an extremely grave threat at a time that Poland is accepting large numbers of refugees from Ukraine. Former Trump advisor Paul Manafort was removed from a plane at Miami International Airport before it took off for Dubai because he was carrying a revoked passport. Detective Alvaro Zabaleta confirmed that Manafort was removed from the Emirates airline flight without incident. Manafort led former President Donald Trump's campaign during the 2016 presidential race, but left in August of that year after revelations about his business dealings in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've heard me say it multiple times, and I'm going to say it again. Most Americans can't fill a thimble with what we know about Russia or Ukraine. Most Americans don't even know where they are. If you put a map and said, show me Russia and show me Ukraine, they wouldn't be able to point to it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. This is not a slam. This is just a fact. I was going to leverage contacts inside of this situation so I could understand it better, and I did. I talked to one of my friends who's a four-star general. He gave me some insights, and then I said, you know, I want to get more additional insights. But before I was able to do it, some of my friends came back to me and said, well, here you go, Kev. 2 degrees of separation, and I get a little closer to the situation. And that's what I want to bring to you today. So I'm glad you're with me. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. You might want to document today's show because I'm going to tell you something. You're going to learn a lot. One of my friends reached out to a contact in Kazakhstan to explain the situation. Now, here's the thing. Most Americans don't even know where Kazakhstan is. They don't know which of these used to be Soviet republics. They just know the stans, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, etc. They don't know where they are. They couldn't point them out. Put a gun to their head, they'll be pointing to Cuba. Anyway, this friend, this person who reached out, she has friends in both countries, the lady that responded. And by proximity, she's much more informed than we are. And I want to just explain to you what she said, what she sent back, which is going to give you 10 times more insight than you're going to get most places. If you listen to the regular media, it's talking heads all assessing the situation. In some cases, from a common sense point of view, that's what I did. I said, look, I don't know what the situation is, but here's what I will tell you. It takes a lot to get me to move from my house. What would it take? I asked some friends of mine this. I said, what would it take for you to uproot your family and say, this is no longer safe? Grab your bug out bag, kids. Let's get in the car and let's start heading for a border. What would it take? See, I can empathize. It would take a lot to pry me out because we got weapons here. I got a little bit of food stored up. I probably would hunker down for a bit. But there's something that would happen that made 3+ million, who knows what the number is now, say, we're not staying. So here's what this friend, a friend of a friend, wrote. Regarding information we have here in Kazakhstan, it's a very confusing situation. She says there's so much different information from both sides, Russia and Ukraine. And it's clear
that part of this info is fake and propaganda from both sides. And in order to understand what's really happening now, you have to check info from both sides. We have lots of connections with both countries, and we, of course, talk with people from there to understand what's really happening. I love this. I swear, I got this from Bob and the gang. I think it was. And I said, thank you, because I was already starting to reach out to various friends. And by the way, I'm going to get you the down and dirty from China, too. I got a buddy there that's giving me the down and dirty. So I didn't change any context of what she said. I did edit it because, you know, her English was a little bit broken. And here's what she wrote. As I see it, the Russian people are divided into two groups. One who represent the minority of the population and are people who totally believe Russian propaganda and support the president. Two, people who represent the majority of Russian people who are against the war. And that's a little bit of a hazy distinction, because you might be against the war but still for your president or for your country. But, you know, that was the observation she made. She said, people in all of the big cities of Russia hold rallies against the war. They ask Putin to stop, but it is forbidden to act like this. Some people were arrested by the police there. Now, I stopped when I wrote about this, and I inserted something that I thought was very interesting. Because, see, that's the way America is now. If you want to hold a rally in D.C. to protest the theft of an election, you would be called a January 6th insurrectionist, and they put these people in jail with no rights. No rights. So our government is more dictatorial than Putin. These people are at least against it. You ever notice, for the most part, when there are major outbreaks in big cities of you know, things like this, it's usually Democrats. Oh, white cop shot black dude. Something like that. Anyway, back to her assessment. As for Ukraine, she writes, people basically don't want to understand the reasons for the war. Their anger can be understood, of course, as they just hate all 150 million Russians, despite the fact that the majority of Russians are against the war. See, that to me showcases Democrats. People that just say, I don't care right or wrong, I'm just going to hate the other side. Now, I'm not trying to make Russia the Republicans and the Ukrainians the Democrats. I'm just saying that I was gaining these observations. And by the way, this is just human nature. I'm only explaining the human nature of things and breaking it down into leftism and non-leftism just so you can understand. But this is what her assessment. She says the Ukrainians don't even care. They hate the Russians. They hate the war. Get out. She says, I love this part. She goes, recently a new law was passed in Russia. The law about fake information of a special operation in Ukraine. The war is forbidden to be called war. Now, I'm going to get into that, but I want you to understand, this is how the government starts to control. They control the lexicon. Don't you call this a war. What did Nancy Pelosi say? Don't you dare say that this election was stolen. Don't you dare, in the case of the January 6th, they call it, they have special words. It's a riot. It's an insurrection. They choose the lingo. We think we have First Amendment protection. I'm telling you, everything that's going on right here is shows me exactly how this system works. And we're getting this from the inside. So she says, it has to be referred to as a special operation. Punishment under this law ranges from a large money fine to imprisonment for 3 to 5 years. In some cases, people can be given a maximum of 15 years in prison. Therefore, even people who are against the war are afraid to talk about it. Let me ask you this. Do you think this is ever going to come to us? Do you think you could be put in jail because you go against something the government says in America? Do you believe it? Because I'm going to tell you something. I sit here right now and I go, that's preposterous. But what did I say about lockdowns? What did I say about mask mandates and vaccine mandates a year ago, 2 years ago? What would I have thought about it 5 years ago? Anyway, she says, here in Kazakhstan, almost all the people understand Putin's rationale, but they think he went too far in his desire to help Donbass. You have to say that very slowly because it can come off wrong on the radio. Donbass, Donbass. Anyway, he really turned into the aggressor, she said. One must understand that the war can't start without a reason, and we watched these, what preceded these events. And this is where I really got a lesson in history from this woman. Donbass oppression by Ukraine. And what is not being discussed, Russia and certain Ukrainian citizens have a legitimate reason to be upset with Ukraine, and here's how she explained it. In 2014, Donbass decided to become independent from Ukraine and ask Russia for help. Ukraine's response was to begin shooting dissidents in Donbass. This impasse has been going on for 8 years. During this time, most Russian residents of Donbass made Russian passports and became Russian citizens living in Ukraine. A lot of these people were killed in Donbass by the Ukrainian army. After that, Russia began to take the shooting, this is what she wrote, to take the shooting from Ukraine to Donbass as aggression against Russian citizens and not as an internal problem of Ukraine. Russia, in effect, was trying to protect Russian citizens in Donbass. She says many times during the 8 years, this issue was raised up by Russia's politicians to the UN and elsewhere. But for some reason, no one paid attention to this and did nothing during the 8 years to help Donbass to stop shooting. So in other words, to stop the Ukrainian army from killing the citizens of Donbass who now had declared themselves Russian citizens because they were fighting for their independence. When we come back, I'll explain how she goes into more depth. But this is Insider's Look, folks, and this is the real deal. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
you can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
So we got a person that's giving us the inside scoop. She's from Kazakhstan, and she's explaining the situation of what's really going down there. And how does she do it? She says, number one, they're a border country, and they're also a former Soviet Union, and they've got relatives and friends inside from both sides. And so she's giving some insights. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And I love this because I don't know, neither do you, unless you have relatives there. So this is a good thing. So, for example, she says this next sentence she's telling me in this thing she wrote up for a bunch of us. She says the term Nazi, she talked about that. She says that's not what they actually mean by the term Nazi. Let me see what she said before this because it seems like I skipped something. Oh, yeah. So she's talking about this, anyway, it doesn't matter. But she says it's not that, it's not against Jews when you hear Nazi using this term. She says they use this term to call Ukrainians Nazis against Russians in Donbass. So the people who are oppressing the Russians, they're making it a similar type thing, which ironically, recently, Zelensky tried to equate what was happening to the Ukrainians as what was happening to the Jews. So he was trying to portray the Russians as Nazis. So she went on, she says, this aggression is what's led to what's happening now. And she says, figuratively speaking, imagine a bear in a zoo. A person teases a bear through the cage. That person beats the bear with a stick for 8 years, expecting no reaction back, no judgment from other people. Now, she's talking about the Ukrainians who have oppressed this region called Donbass for 8 years because Donbass wanted out. They say, we don't want to be a part of you. We want to be a part of Russia. They even went as far as to get Russian passports. They live and act like Russia. And Ukrainians said no, and they deployed the army, and they're killing these people. For 8 years, this has been going on. So she says, the bear asked for help to remove this man with the stick, but no one pays attention to this. No one considers it important. Everyone is silent and does nothing to help. Now, again, I don't know the details, but she says Russia went to the UN with this and said, look, here's what's going on. They did this on behalf of that region, and the UN did nothing. So she says, of course, this didn't give Putin the right to begin the war. He should solve all problems in a political way. Then she goes on, Kazakhstan is one of the post-Soviet countries, and without a doubt, Russia is an economic leader of the region. So we have a lot of Russian TV channels here. Also, most people in Kazakhstan speak Russian, watch Russian state TV channels. So information from those channels is totally different from what you get in America. She says, the main idea is that Russia's operation, this is according to Russian media, is to protect Russian people in Donbass from military aggression and from national discrimination, going back to the Nazi reference. They say the Russian army only fires precision-guided weapons at military facilities in Ukraine and are not shooting in residential areas. And what Ukraine claims about the killing of civilians is all Ukrainian provocation. For example, when Russians fired at a maternity hospital, Russia said all the patients had been evacuated beforehand by the Ukrainian army, and Ukrainian soldiers had been placed there and shot at the Russians from there. That's why the Russians attacked. She says, and it can be true in fact. Some Ukrainian people speak about these provocations. When Ukrainian soldiers are based in civilian areas or in hospitals and begin to shoot to the Russian army from there in order to provoke the Russians to fire back. They're saying, the Ukrainians are saying this. Then they say that the Russians shot up the residential area of the hospitals where the civilian people were. It's terrible from both sides. None of them are right. She says, in another example, 2 or 3 days ago, the Russian army showed official documents about the missile, which had 50 cassettes with striking elements. That's what she called it, like bombs, I guess. She says, the Ukrainian army aimed this missile to the civilian area in Donetsk, which is an area of Donbass. Russia shot the rocket down with an anti-missile installation. She says, as a result, 49 of the cassettes in the missile were destroyed, but one still fell on the ground and destroyed the buildings within a radius of 500 meters. People were killed. But she said this, what would have happened if the missile had not been shot down? All 50 cassettes would have exploded in the city center. And she says this, I know that this info was not announced in foreign news channels. Maybe that channel also chose what to talk about and what to be silent about. But there was real evidence, flight path of the missile, and so on. And in another example, she says, in Ukraine, they released prisoners and gave them weapons. It's scary to imagine what criminal men can do with weapons in their hands, not only to shoot the Russian army, but for looting, robbery, and other crimes for which they can later blame Russians. Nobody will check to see if it's true or not. This is what this lady on the ground is saying, what people are saying. She says, that's what people here in Russia, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and other post-Soviet countries. As you know, every metal has two sides. And we should filter incoming information to weed out lies. And those who only watch Russian TV propaganda, they are like zombies. And there are such propaganda zombies in every country. TV, radio, and internet work hard to form an opinion of people that is convenient for the government of those countries. But those who know English, a majority of the population, can watch news channels in the internet, which you wrote about, to weed out lies. They try to collect the truth piece by piece from different information sources like a puzzle. Then she says, from the BBC and CNN, Russia is a total monster and Ukraine is an absolute victim. For Russia information sources, Russia is a total hero. This is an information war. None of them are totally good, none totally bad. It's not black or white. The situation has lots of shades of gray, and people from both sides suffer. About 150 million Russians suffer because of the sanctions, including the majority of the people who do not want war. And of course, sanctions affect the economies of post-war Soviet countries like Kazakhstan. We in Kazakhstan, as a side watching the neighbors fight, understanding the war is the worst option. This is a war between governments of countries, and ordinary people do not understand what information to believe among the informational noise that comes from both sides. She finishes by saying, I wrote quite a lot today, during today, trying to explain what we see from here in general. Great report. You know, it's not on the ground where the shooting and stuff is occurring. And, I don't know if they're blanking out internet signals and whatever else. But this is as close as we can get. This is as close to the reality. And by the way, probably validates much of what you were thinking. That both sides are lying. Both sides feel like they have legitimate beef as to what's happening. Probably should have been handled diplomatically. But here's what I didn't know. Russia already tried to do that. And now we've got Joe Biden saying, oh, they're going to hack us and they're going to start doing chemical weapons. Well, we've got a lab right next to Russia that's making bioweapons, which is against the Geneva Convention, if indeed this is true. And Joe Biden saying, oh, the Russians are going to start dropping chemical weapons. Well, I will tell you this. I wouldn't be surprised if our CIA is dropping chemical weapons and blaming the Russians. Would that surprise you? I'm pro-American. And I still don't believe our clandestine agencies are doing what they're supposed to be doing. I'm one of these citizens that's even willing to give the CIA some leeway. I understand I don't know the geopolitical nature of everything that's going on. But I'll tell you this, I don't trust this CIA, NSA, FBI, president, or finger quotes president, or anybody associated with him. I don't trust his supporters, none of them. I trust none of them to do the right thing for our country or anybody else's country. If there's anything going on in those countries, here's what I believe. I believe that the people who lust for power and money want to protect their power and money. And though that's the rumor, by the way. You seen that graphic that shows the politicians in America, Republican and Democrat, who've got some level of interest in Ukraine? You think they're pulling their money out? You think they're orchestrating to do something? I do. I believe that there's a reason why Pelosi has gotten rich during the worst economic times of our lives, because they know what's going on. They know when to get in and when to get out. I believe that we have the biggest political corruption in the history of mankind right in our midst. Everything else that's going on in the world, the corruption I've seen, pales in comparison.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.